Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
This is Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, reporting from the Arctic Circle in Finnish Lapland.
Yes, there really is a Santa Claus, and his home is literally smack dab on the Arctic Circle in Finnish Lapland. I know this because I made the journey for a first-hand visit to Santa's Village and Santa Park. Right now, we are in the cockpit of a Finnair en route from California to the Arctic Circle. We are flying at 35,000 feet, less than 150 kilometers from the magnetic North Pole. It is crystal clear out, and we can see icebergs and the glacier-capped peaks of Greenland. Some time ago, when the Finnish Government Tourist Board told me about their Santa Claus experience in northern Finland, I imagined a hokey small potatoes operation. After all, they told me it was located way up in Lapland, and I just knew there couldn't be much of anything of consequence that far north. Was I ever wrong? It is snowing lightly, and Santa's Village parking lot is packed with cars and tour buses. Beyond the entryway, I can see an extensive complex of gift shops, a spacious restaurant, a huge post office where 30 elves answer letters full-time at their computer workstations. And in the distance, Santa's headquarters, complete with a majestically large Santa throne room. It's cavernously large and lined with man-sized candles and library shelves stacked with disheveled, 6-foot-tall books labeled with every country and continent in the world. It quickly dawns on me that these are the very ledgers that contain the names of all the children of the world, where they live and whether they were good or bad. Before long, I hear a loud commotion, and when I step outside, I catch a glimpse of a low-slung, late-model Lincoln Continental, complete with Santa pennants and Santa logos on the side and rear windows. The Lincoln's horn toots repeatedly as more than 1,000 little people gleefully cheer and clap in approval. Santa slings out of the car and waves at his subjects and walks methodically into his headquarters. In the meantime, a veritable sea of youngsters, virtually everyone dressed in red with tiny red and white Santa elf hats on their heads, gather in the Santa's Village town square in front of the balcony. I feel like I have just arrived in a remote, uncharted land of little people ruled over by Santa Claus. The intensity of the illusion is magnified by the children's unquestioned allegiance to their ruler. All 1,000 children are on their very, very best behavior as they stand at expectant attention. Every one of these children of the land of the reindeers wears the most endearing and innocent angelic expressions. And then Santa steps onto the balcony. A hush comes over the crowd of tiny people. No one wiggles or squirms. Hands are held firmly at their sides. Not one boy pushes, nudges, or kicks their neighbor. Not one little girl wiggles, squirms, or dances to an imaginary sugar plum tune in her head. Santa unfurls a long parchment sheaf of papers and addresses the crowd in Finnish. A snapshot of any one of these kids could serve as irrefutable proof that Santa does exist. 10 minutes later, Santa finishes his address, and I follow him inside and ask if he might have a moment or so to talk with me. He jovially agrees, and as we walk back to his throne room, I can't help noticing that his shoulders tower above my head, and I'm 6 feet tall. He is not fat, either. He is merely huge and literally bigger than life. Santa, how are you?
Hello, Tom. I'm just fine.
Tell us about your world up here in Lapland. There are very few people in America who have any idea that Santa Claus actually lives in Lapland.
Well, yes, I do live in Lapland. We got every year, I must say this, Tom, quite a large number of visitors, also all the way from America. But of course it is a large nation, a lot of people there. Anyway, up here where we live, it's the Arctic Circle. It's not quite as north as the North Pole. This is, like I said, the Arctic Circle. This is a very exotic, I might say, exciting place to be and to live, which I hope you feel the same way experiencing the places here. In the summertime, we have beautiful warm weather. We have the midnight sun. That means the sun never goes down. It's always up shining bright. And then opposite to that, in some winter months, the sun never comes up. It never rises. Now, that doesn't mean that it would be, you know, pitch black dark. It is what we call the moment of the misty blue. It's very nice, even romantic, you could say, because in the wintertime we have lots and lots and lots of snow here, and that makes all the difference. We do have cold weather, you know, getting down to minus 35 centigrade, but it doesn't feel so bad because with a lot of snow, the climate is dry, and so it's really good. My home mountain is called Korvatunturi, Ear Mountain. The Korva means ear, and Tunturi is a small mountain fell. The name comes from the fact these mountains, these fells, are shaped like two little animals' dogs. And the legend says that that's why I hear all the children in the world. Now, I live here in Lapland, in the wilderness, because it's very peaceful, it's quiet, the nature is here at its best. Of course, very important thing, everybody, every little child knows that I travel with my reindeer, and this is the homeland of the reindeer, so I never wanted to go too far away from them. So up in Korvatunturi, I have my secret workshops. That's where my elves are working busy, and now, of course, is the busiest time of the year. Like I said, it's a secret place, Korvatunturi Mountain. Here at the Arctic Circle, just outside the city of Rovaniemi, I have my little village, Santa Claus Village, and we get lots of things here, a lot of activities. You can go husky dog driving on a husky dog sledge, you can go reindeer sledge driving, you can go snowmobile driving, you can go skiing, you can go ice fishing, loads of things you can do here. And then, of course, I have my house here, you can come and visit me. I have my post office here. All the letters from all over the world come here. It is hundreds of thousands of letters coming in all through the year, really.
Almost a million a year, isn't it?
Yes, almost a million a year. All through the summer I got letters coming. Anyway, so this is very handy. This is close to the airport, close to the railway station. So people like to drop by here. And of course the newest thing now, which is here, is the Santa Pool, which is a theme amusement park for kids, for families with kids. And what is interesting, it is inside the solid rock. It goes 200 meters down through a tunnel, and you are inside solid rock, and that's where the whole thing is built. You got sleigh rides there, you got carousels, you got puppet theatre, you got audiovisual program, you got all kinds of exciting and fantastic things for the whole family, but of course especially interesting for the kids. We have a lot of activities here, and I meet a lot of people here from all walks of life, all cultures, all continents. It is most fascinating, it is most interesting.
How many people come here every year?
The rough estimate at the moment, about 500,000 a year. But because of the new attractions, I am sure it will go up 20-25% next year. So we will be busy next year.
Are there country inns and lodges that people can stay in addition to the hotels in Rovaniemi?
Oh yes, just everything. Around here you can go and hire a log cabin, you can go stay in a farmhouse, private family, guest houses, hotels, camping side with summer cabins and stuff like that. There's everything there, you know. You can choose your way of traveling and overnighting.
Very good. Well, Santa Claus, thank you so much for the time. This has been a real pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. It was a real pleasure meeting you. And with you, I want to send all your listeners my very best wishes for a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you.
I didn't want my visit to end. After all, I had waited a lifetime for this opportunity, and obviously I never really expected my wish to come true. But I knew that Santa had to prepare for the opening of his new Santa Park attraction in a couple hours, so I reluctantly bid Santa farewell. He shook my hand with an iron grip, smiled brilliantly, and as he walked out of the room, I heard those magical words echoing off the stone walls. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, Tommy!
Joulumaahan matkamies, jo
There are approximately 200,000 people who live in Finnish Lapland, along with almost 250,000 reindeer. There are so many reindeer that they are a very popular tourist attraction. And yet the Laplanders do not look forward to their frequent but unplanned encounters with Rudolph, as reindeer car wrecks are all too common up here. Teppo Rahola works as a guide for Lapland safaris.
So this place where we are at the moment, this is normally working reindeer farm, very seasonal work. So reindeer herders, they have also a second job. And for example, this farm, they get half their bread from tourists. Mostly the reindeer herders, they are doing, for example, forestry or other jobs which are quite often related with the nature. For example, the reindeers which are here in a farm, so most of the reindeers, more than 95% of them, they are freely in the forest. But every single reindeer, it's owned by someone. They have a ear tag.
So that's the brand then?
Yeah, that's the way we can identify which reindeer belongs to who. So there is no, for example, hunting season for the reindeers, because if I shoot the reindeer, it's basically the same thing if I destroy one of your cars. Reindeer earmarks. A number of earmarks is limited nowadays, so they are not making new ones anymore. So it's going in a family. It's quite difficult nowadays to get a reindeer earmark. For example, for me, it's much more easier to buy a couple of most expensive Mercedes than get a reindeer earmark.
Wow. What is the size of the typical reindeer herd in Lapland?
Actually, if you are asking the guys here, for example, how many reindeers they have, the answer is probably so that I have reindeers both sides of that road. They are not giving you correct answer.
Is that because they're so valuable that it's revealing their wealth?
It's the same thing that when you are asking how much you have money in your bank account.
Right.
But let's say so that average family in Finland nowadays, parents and two kids, if you want to make your living with herding reindeers, you need at least 350, and that's the minimum.
Mm-hmm. If you have a herd of reindeer, they all free range, they're not penned in or corralled, that they roam through the forest?
Yes, they are freely in the forest, so instead they are half wild animal or half domesticated. They have two roundups per year. Twice a year they collect the reindeers into the corrals, which are already exist there in the forest. First one, it's normally during the May, and that's the time when they are marking new calves. They put the earmark for the new calves, and they have a special system for that, how they identified which calf belongs to who. And another roundup, it's actually going on at the moment. It takes something like 1.5 months, and that's the slaughtering time. So meat, it's the main income for the reindeer herders.
Do you have any idea of the total population of reindeer in Finnish Lapland?
Reindeer population, it's 320,000. That's before the slaughtering time. And after that, it's something like 230,000-240,000.
My journey to Finnish Lapland would not have been complete without taking a spin in a husky dog sled.
No niin, kierros on 300 metriä. Kaksi valjakkoa juoksee yhtä aikaa.
So one lap, it's about 300 meters, something like 340 yards, something like that. And two teams are running at the time.
Yep. Yksi istuu, toinen aja.
One of you is sitting in the sledge and another one is driving.
Yep. Yksi kierros per henkilö. Yep. Erittäin tiukka ote.
Driving instructions. Very, very good grip from here.
Mahdollisimman kyykkyasen.
When you're driving, bend your knees. So weight point is going lower, so it's not so obvious that you go slings. So bend your knees, that's very important.
Kurvissa paino sisäpuolelle mahdollisimman.
When you go into the curve, lean inside. Also the passenger leans inside.
You've been listening to travel correspondent Tom Wilmer reporting from Finnish Lapland near the Arctic Circle for KCBX Public Radio. Oh, by the way, if you're ever in Lapland, be sure to try the husky dog ride. And if you see Tom, tell him he's welcome back to KCBX. We think he's still on there with the dogs. And happy holidays.
Wonderful.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from the Arctic Circle in Finnish Lapland.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort Maui at Wailea invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was awarded the 2014 EcoTour Operator of the Year by the Hawaiian Ecotourism Association. To learn more, visit legacytrees.org or call 1-877-707-TREE.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning, and Lauren Hayes is our technical assistant. Oh,